the fact that there is a prerequisite that in the case where tenants want to buy their council house, which has become their home for many, many people and for their families, that both partners need to, one of both partners should be in full-time employment. Now, there are families who will qualify on financial grounds to be eligible, but because one may be actually a full-time carer for the other, they are precluded from being eligible for the rent purchase or the home purchase scheme, which is very, very unfair. Because if you're talking about carers and what they do, under no circumstances could you say that they're not in full-time work, because carers are on duty 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year, and it seems terribly, terribly unfair.
Another issue that was recently alleged, that anyone who hasn't paid their water charges in council accommodation won't be able to avail of this new tenant purchase scheme either. Is that another issue with you?
Well, of course that would be an issue, because if so many people haven't paid these charges, not because they've decided not to pay, and there are those who have decided not to pay, but so many of them haven't paid because they simply can't afford. So, and it's a very unfair tax, and it should not be used as a means of punishing people who want and should be allowed to buy their family home.